Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly. I could...
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered,
whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Oh, hi, Andy. How's it going?
Fine. Great day. Messages?
Mm-hmm.
Andy, I tried to catch you at the elevator downstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry, Les. I didn't see you.
You didn't hear that thump just after the doors closed?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Well, that was me.
Oh. What can I do for you?
Were you listening to Johnny as you drove in this morning?
Sure.
Well, he's doing bogus news reports, Andy. It's very dangerous, you know.
Well, like what?
Well, he's telling the listeners there's this thing called the Cincinnati Triangle. It's just like the Bermuda Triangle, except it runs from Cincinnati up to Dayton, over to Columbus and back. He's reporting that things have begun to disappear from the Cincinnati Triangle.
What kind of things?
Well, so far, two recreational vehicles and Woody Hayes.
Les, I don't think anyone in their right mind would believe that one. That's a joke.
Oh. Is it funny?
Well, I think it's funny. Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Oh, I see. That darn Johnny. What a card.
Oh, Travis, just a man I need to see. Would you get in here, please?
Sure thing, Mr. Cross. Let me put my things away. All right. Hear the news? Woody Hayes is missing.
Who is Woody Hayes?
Who's Woody Hayes? Only the famous Ohio State football coach. Boy, where have you been?
Out with other men, Herb. Letting them have their way with me.
Don't say that, Jennifer.
It's true, Herb. You want to know what else?
No, I don't want to hear it.
Andy's done a lot of nice... Andy, meet Steve Peavy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Peavy.
Hello, young man.
Steve here is one of my oldest and dearest friends.
Oh, that's nice.
And guess what else? He's a concert promoter.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
I haven't been too active lately, but showbiz is in my blood, and I can't seem to get it out.
Andy, this man can tell you some wild stories.
I could tell you some wild stories.
Tell one.
Nah.
Oh, come on.
Mr. Carlson, did you want to see me for any particular reason?
Of course I did. I always want to see you for a reason, Travis.
There was this one time Jerry Vale swallowed a bug at the Starlight Theater.
Not now, Steve.
Flew right down his throat, Steve.
Look, Travis, you're always talking about how we need to promote a concert.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Well, I'm going to help you, because this man has booked some of the biggest acts in show business in Cincinnati.
That's right.
And they're always in the best of tastes.
Well, I'm sure he has, Mr. Carlson, but we need a band that plays rock and roll.
Now, just a second. Stevie Peavy here books all kinds of acts.
That's right. They don't call me Mr. Entertainment for nothing. Oh, dear. My pie has been squished.
Just tell us what you got.
How about a bear act?
I don't think so.
They wear tutus.
Look at that. Musical acts.
Well, let me see. I still book Chuck Parker and his Mounted Virginians.
Mr. Travis, now there's a winner for you. It's a Dixieland band that plays on horseback.
Oh, horseback? No, we need a band that's going to go along with our rock and roll format.
Yeah.
I do have one act. They must be a rock and roll band. Their name's Scum of the Earth.
You book Scum?
Not as a rule.
That sounds terrible. What else have you got?
No, wait a minute. This is a hot new group in England.
And they're starting an American tour. I could get them for you. Their price certainly is right.
Is this what you call your junk rock?
Punk rock.
Punk, junk, it's all the same. Look, I'd like to hear a little bit more about the Bears.
Why don't you and I discuss the details of my office?
Oh, we'll have to move fast on this, Andrew.
Well, let's get right on.
Oh, good. I like it when it gets exciting.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. Look, is this going to be tasteful?
It's going to be just the thing that we've been looking for.
I'll be dipped in shellac.
No, listen, no. Parking is not our responsibility. That comes under auditorium security. Well, then you got to talk to Mr. Peavy about that. Right? Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hi there, Travis.
Well, good morning, Mr. Carlson.
Oh, by the way, I sold all the program ads.
Oh, hi, big guy.
Hi. Listen, Travis, word's out that this band does some crazy things. Now, I know that I'm not known as a hip guy.
Hey, Andy, how's this for the show?
That is perfect.
Good, I've been wanting to wear this dog.
What's happening, man?
Well, Venus is emceeing the show.
Yeah, real good. You know, Andy, there are two reasons that I don't want to do this thing. Number one, there's money in here.
Sure, a lot of it. $7 a ticket.
I'm sorry, Mr. Carlson. What was it you wanted to talk to me about?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Except just don't you forget whose idea this was in the first place, okay?
How does that look?
It's poetry.
Good grief. Isn't something like that an invitation for all the worst sort of people to come in here? Unless that's the name of an orchestra. Haven't you heard the on-the-air promotion spots we've been running?
Yes, but I thought that was all just a joke.
It is, Les.
I thought so. It's darn funny, too. It's darn funny.
Isn't this exciting, Mr. Carlson?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah, our first concert. I mean, the first concert we've had since we've gone rock. And we sold out, too. Of course, it's not a very big auditorium, but still, I think it's very exciting.
Who's she?
Bailey Quarters.
She work here?
Uh-huh.
I like her.
I know. You say that every time you meet her.
I do?
Hey, big guy, have you ever heard of Scum Record?
This may amaze you, Herb, but no.
Yeah, well, I wrote down the lyrics to one called Love is Murder. You want to hear it?
What choices do I have?
Yeah. Love is murder, murder is love. I'm a rock and roll hoodlum with a black leather glove. Knock me down, baby, step on my face. I'm a fool for you, baby, let's blow up this place. Kind of catchy, huh?
I've never let Paola influence my record selection.
Andy, Mr. Peavy finally called from the airport. Scum is on its way.
Oh, that's terrific.
Terrific? Those people write music about explosions.
Mr. Carlson, I've been trying to tell you this. They're musicians. All that's just a gimmick. You got nothing to worry about.
I gotta check on Venus.
Johnny, is that true?
What?
That I've got nothing to worry about.
No, it's not. Hello. We're the scum of the earth.
No.
Yes.
Huh?
Mm.
Hi. Hey, listen, Dr. Fever, this is marvelous. These guys are wonderful. Coats and ties, the whole... Welcome aboard, fellas.
Thank you very much, sir.
Are you sure you're scum?
Positive.
Well, of course they are.
Where is Mr. Peavy?
He got out of the car. That's actually the last we saw of him, I think.
Was the car moving when he got out?
Yes, I believe it was.
Why would he do a thing like that?
We don't know. But that's our story, and we're sticking to it. Yeah, these are the guys.
Thank you.
All right, now, this is Venus Flytrap. He's going to be doing the interviewing.
What's happening?
Hello. Right. Mr. Flytrap, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Hey.
How do you do? Anything in particular you guys want to rap about?
No. You can ask us anything you like. We're just delighted to be here.
Oh, well, how about something to drink?
Tea would be lovely.
Yes. You got it.
Okay, fellas, here we go.
Oh, anytime.
This is so exciting.
That was Scum of the Earth's new hit. And now let's rap to these heavy dudes here, live in person. This is Venus Flytrap, one-on-one with Scum. Welcome to Cincinnati, guys.
We hate Cincinnati.
Huh? You don't like this studio much either.
Look, why don't you introduce yourself?
Very well, I'm Blood. This is Nigel, and this is Sir Charles Weatherby. He answers to Dog.
Okay. Let's start with Dog. Where did you three first meet?
Where did we meet? How boring. Same old questions wherever we go.
Yes, but this is particularly boring. No one should have to hear this nonsense. I would suggest that everyone listening turn to another radio station immediately.
You dudes like to kid around a lot, don't you?
Heel!
May I say hello to my mother?
Your mama live in Cincinnati?
Well, there's always a chance, isn't there? Hello, Mommy? You naughty girl. Don't come home if you know what's good for you.
Hey, look, turkeys. You want to shape up or do you want me to put on another record?
We're so sorry, please.
Yes, we apologize. Why don't you ask Dog about his musical training?
Okay. Sorry, gang, we had a slight technical problem. We're now back live with Scum. Okay, Dog, tell us about your formal musical training.
I have none. Can't read a bloody note.
But I got a degree in cello at the Royal Academy.
Oh, yeah?
I don't play too much anymore. You can't get thousands of screaming teenage girls to come to a cello recital now, can you? And we rather like teenage girls.
Now I think I know how punk rock got its name.
Actually, we're not a punk rock group.
No, punk rock is passé. We play hoodlum rock. It's several cuts below punk rock.
What's the difference?
Well, first of all, punk rock groups dress deplorably. And secondly, they don't usually physically attack their audiences.
And you dudes do?
Come to the show and find out.
We don't like audiences.
Hey, aren't they nice?
Nice? Look what they did to Steve.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. They threw him lock, stock, and briefcase right out of the limousine.
One of them asked me what time it was, and when I said I didn't know, this other one said, well, that's it for him.
Those people are the scum of the earth.
Actually, they're very polite boys, but extremely vicious.
Oh, now, Mr. Peavy, you just calm down. I'm going to go call your wife.
Thank you.
Travis, what the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Hey, Andy, what the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Man, those dudes are just nuts.
Let's cancel the concert.
Wait a minute. They seemed like nice enough guys when I first met them.
Believe me, man, those dudes are vicious, they're dangerous, and they're out of control.
Where are they now?
Having tea in the control room.
Well, that's it. Let's cancel that concert.
Wait a minute. Now, we can't do that. Now, can we, Mr. Peavy?
If you don't, you're nuts. I, for one, am getting out of here.
Look, wait. The concert is tonight. The concert is tonight.
I don't care. That's your problem. You take it from here. I've got a wife to think about. Kids. Roots.
Well, Travis, now what are we going to do?
Well, we're going to go ahead as planned. I'll take over for Peavy.
Yeah, who's going to watch the band?
Johnny.
Johnny? Instead of three nuts, now I got a foursome.
He can do it. These guys just got to be handled in the right way.
Okay, let him in.
Excuse me. I was in my office working, and I smell some smoke, so I looked in the broadcast booth. There are three very well-dressed young men in there. They seem to be cooking something.
I swear, man, they were drinking tea when I left.
This is another joke, right?
Yeah, Les, it's a joke.
It's darn funny. You know, if it wasn't for my sense of humor, I would swear I was losing my mind.
Boy, it's tough at the top.
They sent you over here to look after us.
Yeah.
Who's watching you then?
Nobody. I'm a responsible adult.
You don't look responsible.
Well, you just have to trust me.
We're not responsible. We're irresponsible.
I think you're boring.
Boring?
We're never boring. Watch this.
I take it back. You're fascinating.
How about this, then?
What? Better. Can you top it?
He's really getting into something.
I see what you mean.
Lunch, no coffee for me.
No, no, they're a swell bunch of kids, really. Yeah.
If you're not through with lunch, I could come back.
That's it for him, then!
I don't know. Gee, they're just another bunch of rock and rollers. You know, I can handle it.
Excuse me, what floor are we on?
The ground floor.
Pity.
Yeah. I'll tell you the truth, Andy. I don't see what the fuss is all about. Really. Yeah, it's,
Standing room only. There's not an empty seat in the house.
Yeah, but where's the band?
Hey, we're going away, man. It's going off like clockwork. We're gonna do it.
All right. Hey, babies.
They here?
They're here, yeah.
All right, let's go get them on stage.
Well, there's a problem. They're not gonna perform.
What?
Yeah, they feel they haven't been treated well here.
Where's the stick? I need a stick.
Well, those jerks have got a contract.
Yeah, they ate that on the way over.
No, wait a minute, man. It's no good talking to them. I tried.
Come on, man. Just calm down. Yeah. You gotta be cool about this. Just take it easy.
Where's the stick?
Don't rush into anything, baby. It's just a rock concert, right? I mean, this stuff happens every day.
Yeah, but I'm the one that's got to go out there and tell 4,000 maniacs there's no show.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. By now, I don't think the maniacs will notice the difference.
Yeah, but Carlson will. And I wouldn't blame him if he fired the whole bunch of us.
I suppose you've heard that the three of us have decided that we're not going on this evening.
The three of us have decided that the three of you are going on this evening.
Rock and roll.
All right, Cincinnati! The mighty WKRP is proud to present for the first time in the colonies.
How you doing?
Question is, how are you doing?
Doing me?
Oh, I'm fine.
Really?
Sure.
That thing went off just like I said it would, just smooth glass.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, maybe we should do this sort of thing more often.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not as young as I used to be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Whatever happened to the days of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Chicago, you know, groups like that. They just come out and they'd play. It was great.
Yeah. How about Benny Goodman, huh? Yeah, man, there was a band for you, lad.
Well, I never got a chance to see him, but I sure do like the records.
Well, I wouldn't want this to get around, but I kind of like Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Hey, you gotta come out and see this. They're spraying the audience with a fire extinguisher.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but the kids love it. The concert's a big success, baby. You gotta come take a look.
All right, we'll be right there. Right. What is with the kids today, Mr. Carlson?
Wish I could tell you, Andy. But I really wish I could tell you. Ready to go?
What?
Huh?
You ready to go?
Oh, yeah.